我想开头的时候，我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, may we turn to the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音第十二章。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 12.
马太第十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
第十八节就可以。
Verse 18.
看那我的仆人，我所拣选所亲爱心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles.
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1
第九节
verse 9
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们
For God whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his son is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you
请弟兄姊妹注意那句话，这个用心灵，那个原文是用灵所侍奉的神。
Please pay attention to the phrase "whom I serve in my spirit."
第七章
，Romans chapter 7
第六节
，verse 6
但我们既在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法。叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
But now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the spirit, and not in oldness of the letter.
这里的心灵原文也是灵。
This, pay attention to the phrase, the newness of the spirit.
叫我们服侍主要按着灵的新样
that we would serve according to the Spirit.
哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
灵后第三章
Second Corinthians chapter 3
第六节
verse 6
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这里的经意啊，原文就是灵子。
And this new covenant.Speaks of the Spirit.
新约的执事是凭着灵来服事。
And the service in the new covenant is service in the Spirit.
最后我们看彼得前书。
Next we'll look at 1 Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴儿婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Like newborn babies long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
第五节
Verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭
You also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ
我们已经多次和弟兄姊妹讲到
We've already mentioned many times with brothers and sisters
侍奉是一件神圣的事
Service is a holy task.
我们的神重视这个 侍奉是远超过我们所能想象的。
And how our God emphasizes service is something that is beyond our comprehension.
因为这侍奉是他荣耀旨意中间非常重要的一部分。
Because service is very important in his eternal purpose.
我们都知道我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后我们要侍奉神。
We all know that once we have been born again and were saved, we need to serve.
但是我们知不知道神从来不让我们凭着我们自己的意思来侍奉。
But do we realize that God never allows us or wants us to serve according to our own will?
因此在圣经的里面
And according to the word of God,
神对于侍奉他已经有许许多多的讲论。
And he has many teachings of how to serve.
是在神的话的教导底下我们来侍奉神。
And we serve God according to how He commands and teaches us.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲到
And I've already mentioned with brothers and sisters.
神对于侍奉的性质神是非常的注重
And the Lord pays much attention to the nature of our service.
特别在新约的时代
Particularly in the New Testament.
我们的侍奉必须具备新人的性质
The nature in which we serve should be in the nature of the new man.
我们也讲过，在新约时代中，这个侍奉的方式上也改变。
And the way of serving, the method of serving in the New Testament is also different.
啊，我们讲过，新约的侍奉是儿子的侍奉。
We have mentioned that the New Testament service is the service of the Son.
啊。圣经也告诉我们侍奉新约的侍奉是身体的侍奉
And we've also mentioned that service is also service of the body
那么侍奉也是国度的侍奉
And service also is service in the kingdom
我们已经交通过什么是儿子的侍奉
And we've already fellowshipped on what it means to serve as the son
那么主若许可以后我们会讲身体和国度
And if the Lord wills, we will at a later time fellowship on the serving of the body and in His kingdom.
我们也讲到神在侍奉上，神有他自己的要求。
And we know that we've already mentioned that in service, God has His requirements.
至少有两个重要的要求。
And there are two important requirements.
侍奉第一个重要的要求是爱的要求。
The first requirement in service is love.
啊，我们侍奉神。必须懂得怎样用爱来服侍。
When we serve, we have to understand that we must serve in love.
用神的爱来服侍。
And we use God's love.
这个我们已经交通过。
We've already mentioned this.
那么第二个重要的要求呢
？And the second important point.
就是我们侍奉神需要用灵。
Is that when we serve, we need to serve with the Spirit.
我们的服侍必须是出于灵的服侍。
And when we serve, it must be in the Spirit.
所以今天早晨呢？我愿意和弟兄姊妹讲到这个用灵来服侍神。
So this morning, my hope is to share with brothers and sisters the aspect of serving in the Spirit.
如果我们把新约圣经仔细的读过
，If we read the New Testament in detail,
我们能很清楚的看见新约的侍奉。
We can clearly see the service in the New Testament.
是圣灵在人的灵里面所引导出来的工作。
Is the Spirit working in man and then serving?
这个侍奉不是我们凭着自己的意思。
This service is not according to our own will.
乃是圣灵在我们的灵里面引导我们所产生的工作。
But it is the Holy Spirit in our spirit leading us in how to serve.
其实这一件事情呢在旧约圣经里面呢先知们已经预先的告诉我们。
But in reality, this concept has already been prophesied in the Old Testament.
如果你读以西结书第36章
If we read Ezekiel chapter 36,
在26和27节里面
In verses 26 and 27,
以西结已经预先把神所要的将来的那个光景告诉我们
Ezekiel had already prophesied of the future condition in which we should serve.
那里告诉我们说，神要把我们的石心、石头的心除掉。
He mentioned that he will remove our heart of stone.
他要给我们一个肉心
and replace it with a heart of flesh.
然后他要把一个新的灵放在我们里面
and he will put a new spirit within.
然后呢，神的灵要住在人的灵里面
and his spirit will live in the spirit of man.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的心意。
This is the heart, the desire of God.
这是一个完全的心意。
This is a complete desire.
这也是我们今天侍奉的最重要的一个根据。
And this is the most important thing that we must follow.
所以是神的灵在人的灵里面运行所产生出来的行动。
It is God's Spirit in our spirit initiating us to serve.
那个才是真正的侍奉。
And that is true service.
那么这样说来呢，在旧约时代中，那些圣徒们的侍奉，他们是不是就不对了呢？
Well, then can we say, well, what about the people in the Old Testament when they served? Was that correct?
其实如果你仔细读旧约，
But if we read the Old Testament in detail,
你看见神在那里要求的侍奉，人就是灵的原则。
And the requirements that in which God has called those in the Old Testament to serve, we can see is in the spirit.
不过因为那个时候主耶稣的救恩还没有完成。
But because God's salvation has not been established at that time.
人里面还没有这个新的灵。
And in man there was no new spirit.
但是我们人里面是有灵的。
But in man there is a spirit.
不过呢，这个灵呢，大部分的情况都已经是死的，是枯萎的。
But the spirit that was in man at the time in the Old Testament was a dead spirit.
所以因此呢，在旧约圣经里面呢，我们能看见这些侍奉主的人，他们仍旧凭着他们里面那一点的灵侍奉，但是一个特殊的情况。
So we can see that those who served in the Old Testament time served in their little experience in, of the spirit.That was given to them.
我们知道神的原则没有改变。
And these were given to specific people, and God's principles have never changed.
但在旧约是比较特殊的。
But in the Old Testament, it was more special.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果读民数记第二十七章
，If we read Numbers
那个时候呢，摩西呢？神要把他取走了。
The Lord put Moses in the wilderness.
啊，不是，神要把他拿走了，他要死了。
Oh, excuse me. The Lord was Moses was his time in the world was coming to an end.
对不起，我有些话他听不懂了。讲白一点啊，就是要死了。
Moses was about to die.
摩西也知道自己要死。
And he knew that he himself was about to die.
所以他就祷告神呢，在以色列百姓中寻找一个人能接续他。
And so he told Moses to choose someone, to continue to lead his people.
但是你看见神选择的标准是什么呢？
But what is the goal in which God used?
他说你去找约书亚。
Or the standard in which he used. He said to go find Joshua.
啊，为什么选择约书亚呢？
And why did God tell Moses to choose Joshua?
他说因为他里面是有灵的。
Because in Joshua, there is the spirit.
啊，所以你看，这个说法很特别。
So this saying is very unique.
他就发现在众多的以色列百姓当中，
And out of all the Israelites,
那么约书亚里面有灵。
Within Joshua, there is a spirit.
请我们记得，这是在旧约的时代。
And please remember, this is in the Old Testament.
啊，所以呢，人里面的灵虽然已经枯萎、已经死了，但是还有的人，他的灵里面呢，还有一些的感觉的。
And although in the Old Testament, the spirit of man was dead, and but In a few, there was a little bit of a spirit.
如果你懂得圣经，你就知道。
If you understand the Bible, you
虽然在伊甸园里面，人堕落的人的灵死了。
That in the Garden of Eden, when man had fallen, the spirit of man was dead.
但是人的灵没有完全死。
But the spirit of man was not completely dead.
他还留下了一部分的东西，就是我们人的良心。
And there was still a little bit left, which is called the conscience of man.
我们都知道，今天整个世界还能够维持到今天，就是因为有良心在。
And today, we know that we're able to move forward because of our conscience.
啊，所以你会看见，在旧约圣经里面，这是一个很标准的一个神的作为。神拣选人是根据人里面的灵。
We can see that God had a very specific and accurate way of calling man, and it was calling those who had the Spirit.
所以你会看在旧约的整个历史的里面。
So if we see all the entire history of the Old
Testament, 神在不同的时代里面，人就拣选一些人来侍奉他。
So throughout the history of the Old Testament, God would choose specific people to serve.
有的人是在他的灵里面的光景还不错。
And truly, there were some who had a very good spiritual condition.
所以我们看见神的作为，人就能在人中间往前。
And you can see how God commanded and man was able to move forward.
我想我们用旧约最后一段的历史来说明一下。
And if we use the latter part of the Old Testament to use as an example.
大家都知道旧约最后的历史呢，是被掳归回的历史。
We know that the latter part of the Old Testament speaks of the remnant returning to Jerusalem.
你会看见那里有很多重要的人物被神来用。
And we see that there are some very important people that God used.
如果你仔细读这些人的故事。
And if we read these stories in detail.
每一个能被神用的人。
Each one of them who was able to be used by God.
都是因为他们的灵可以被神用。
It was because in their spirit God was able to use them.
好，比方说我们说但以理。
For example, Daniel.
哇，但以理里面有美好的灵性，对不对
？And Daniel, the Bible said, had an extraordinary spirit.
That's an excellent spirit.
An excellent spirit.
它里面有美好的灵性。
He had an excellent spirit.
你读到以西结的故事。
And if you look at Ezekiel,
哇，以西结的故事是一个非常特别的故事。
And Ezekiel's story was a very special story.
这个人在侍奉上完全活在神的灵的管理底下。
And Ezekiel was able to live completely in the Spirit according to God's commands.
也就是说明神的灵可以在这个人的灵里面呢，能够发挥作用。
What this means is God's spirit was able to dwell in Ezekiel's spirit so that Ezekiel could be used.
所以他做了很奇妙的服事。
So he was able to perform a very wonderful service.
你读到这个所罗巴伯的故事吗？
And if we...
所罗巴伯。对，所罗巴伯的故事嘛。
And if you're familiar with the story of Zerubbabel,
你看先知撒加利亚怎样论到他呢 ？Zechariah,
oh, the
prophet Zechariah,
the prophet Zechariah
talk about him
was talking about Zerubbabel.
他说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，那是依靠我的灵方能成事，对吧
？Not by might or not by power, but by the Spirit of God.
因为所罗巴伯的灵，神可以用。
Because the spirit in Zerubbabel, God was able to use.
那么你读以斯拉的故事 ，Ezra.
If we read Ezra's story,
你如果读尼希米的故事
，If you read Nehemiah's story,
你看见每一个弟兄、每一个圣徒，他们都是什么？他们的灵可以被神来用。
And each one of these people, God was able to use them because of their spirit.
因此，在旧约最后一段历史。
And even in the very last portion of the Old Testament,
神就借着这一班人在地上带进荣耀的一个光景。
God was able to use these people to bring forth a glorious result.
他们带进人类历史上一个大的辉煌的一个光景啊，很有成就的一个光景。
And they were able to bring back a very glorious and successful situation.
你看，在旧约时代。
In the Old Testament,
主的救恩还没有完成。
The salvation of God was not complete.
但是有一些人的灵可以被神用。
But there were some who had a spirit in which God could use.
神就能在地上行大事。
So God was able to do His great work in the world.
那么到了新约时代。
Then when we come to the New Testament,
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得这是一个普及的。
And we know that this is something that is more universally. Accessible.
啊，就是每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹
，that every believer，
我们都可以用灵来侍奉神。
We can all use the Spirit to serve.
因为在主耶稣的救恩之后
Because after the salvation of our Lord,
这我们这些相信耶稣基督的人
for those of us who have believed in the Lord,
我们从神得着了一个新的生命
we have gained a new spirit from God.
这个新生命一进到我们的里面我们那个灵就活过来了
And this new spirit inside of us resurrects our spirit.
所以我们的灵活了
So now our spirit is alive.
就是你要记得当你蒙恩得救的时候你里面的灵活了
And we need to remember that on that moment when we were saved, our spirit was resurrected.
你跟神之间就可以有了接触了
Then we can have this direct communication with God.
所以我相信今天在座的弟兄姊妹
So I believe that all of us sitting here this morning.
如果有人说这个宇宙中有神我们都说阿们对不对没有问题的
We don't have a problem stating that there is a living God.
只有那些还没有信主的人
But those who have not believed,
他的灵还没活呢
their spirit is still in a dead state.
所以他们一直问神在哪里神在哪里
So they ask, where is God?
啊，你把神拿给我看看
Show me this God.
弟兄姊妹，对于我们来讲呢，根本不是问题，对吗？
For us who already believe in the Lord, that's not an issue.
因为什么？因为我们的灵活过来。
Why is that? Because our spirit has been resurrected already. But please remember.
主耶稣使我们的灵活过来。
The Lord Jesus has resurrected our spirit.
他是付上重大的代价所做的一个救赎的工作。
And he paid a very great price to do this work.
他流血舍命。
He died and shed his blood.
然后把这个救恩赐给我们
and gave us this salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
你要非常的珍惜主在你身上的工作
we need to respect and treasure the work that God is doing
你要重视这一个
and we need to value this
请我们记得
we must remember
主耶稣付上重大的代价救赎我们
The Lord Jesus paid such a great cost to save us.
使你那个已经几乎要死的灵重新活过来了。
So that our spirit, which was on the verge of being completely dead, was able to be resurrected.
这是何等的代价！
And what a great cost.
我们不要轻看这个。
Let's not look lightly upon this salvation.
我觉得我们做基督徒啊，我们常常像小孩子一样。
I feel like sometimes as Christians we are like children.
神给我们，给我们的恩典太多了。
God's grace is maybe too much.
所以有很多时候我们得到这个呢，我无所谓。
So sometimes we gain something and we don't value it.
请你记得。
Please remember.
主是付了重大的代价才使你的灵活过来的。
Our Lord has paid a great cost so that our spirit could be revived.
所以你要非常的珍惜这个灵
So we must value this spirit.
是他使我们和神之间的这个交通恢复了。
And he has restored our direct communication with God.
那么，也是使我们从蒙恩得救之后，我们可以用灵来服侍我们的神。
And now, after we have been saved, we can use our spirit to properly serve God.
感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank our Lord Jesus.
他不仅成功这个救赎
He not only achieved this salvation for us
我们看见他自己也是一个榜样
But he himself is an example to us
我们在马太福音里面读到的
And we read in Matthew
神自己为他做见证说看哪我的仆人
God has testified for himself saying that look my servant
我把我的灵给他
I have put my spirit in him
所以看见他在地上的侍奉完全是圣灵在他身上的带领。
So we can see the service that the Lord Jesus was able to do in this world was completely led by the Spirit.
所以主耶稣道成肉身在地上。
So when the Lord Jesus came into the world in the flesh,
在肉身中他与圣灵之间有一个完美的配合。
In the flesh, he was able to, through his Spirit, have a complete, co-working.
这就是四福音的故事。
And this is the story of the four gospels.
我们的主在地上，他行动，他完全是跟圣灵配合的。
How our Lord walked on this world, was completely according to the leading of the Spirit.
所以我想我不需要，也没有时间回到四福音书里面一一的来说明。
And I don't have the time to go through the four Gospels and mention each example in detail.
那这个你需要回家去读。
And we all need to go home and read.
你就看见主无论在哪里。
We can see that the Lord Jesus, no matter where he was,
他是随着圣灵的引导 而行的。
He was always led according to the Spirit.
在旧约时代中啊
，In the Old Testament,
主耶稣还没有来的时候
，Prior to the Lord Jesus arriving,
先知们已经预言讲到那个受膏者要来。
The prophets in the Old Testament already prophesied of the anointed one who is to come.
为什么称主耶稣为受膏者呢
？Why is he Jesus named?Called the Anointed One.
我们知道这个圣灵就是一个膏油。
We know that the Spirit is an anointing of this oil.
所以他预先已经告诉我们，神的儿子到地上来侍奉神是要跟着膏油的。
So the prophets already told us that when the Lord Jesus comes into this world, he will live according to the anointing.
我们在旧约圣经里面看到。
And in the Old Testament, we can see
受膏是一个侍奉最重要的条件。
Being anointed is one of the most important requirements prior to serving.
没有膏油，人是不能服侍神的。
If you are not anointed, you cannot serve.
无论你是祭司也好，先知也好，君王也好，都需要受膏。
Whether you're a prophet, a priest, or a king, you had to be anointed in order to serve.
没有膏油，人不能侍奉神的。
Without the anointing, man could not serve God.
今天呢，我们在新约的时代中反而忽略这件事情。
And today in the New Testament, we have put this aside.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过，这个受膏者，他原文的意思就是油子。
And this anointed one in the New Testament really means son of oil.
就是一个人全身都是油的。
That means he was completely anointed with this oil.
我想我要再强调一下。
And I think I need to re-emphasize.
每个基督徒应该都全身是油的。
Every Christian needs to be covered with this oil.
啊，如果你是一个充满膏油的人
，If you are one that has been fully anointed with this oil,
在你的生活中没有难处的。
In your daily life, there will be no difficulty.
你跟家人没有难处。
There will be no difficulties within your home.
你跟在教会里跟弟兄姊妹也没有难处。
With brothers and sisters, there will be no difficulty.
为什么有难处呢？
Why are there difficulties?
缺少膏油。
Because we are lacking in this anointing.
啊，如果他满身都是油，我也满身都是油，我们碰在一起没有声音的。
If I'm full covered completely with oil and he is completely covered with oil, when we rub against each other, that will produce no sound.
所以我一再讲，我们基督徒呢是受膏者，是满身都是油的。
So when I say that we are all believers who have been anointed, that means we are covered from head to toe with this oil.
啊，基督徒只能让别人擦油，你不能擦别人的油。就是你只能占别人的便宜啊！你碰到你，我一身也是油，这样应该这样。
Oh, it should be that when someone else touches our anointing, they will be blessed with this same oil.
我在很多地方都用这个比喻。
And I've used this example, this analogy.
但似乎啊，弟兄姊妹不太容易听得懂。
But many times, brothers and sisters don't understand this.
每次一散了会啊。
Every time after the meeting.
他们就跑到我跟前说：“要来擦油来了。”
They come to me and say, I want to take some of your oil.
我说你也是膏油之子。
And I said that you also have been anointed.
你怎么老擦我的油呢？
You can't come and take,
oil from me.
Take oil from me.
你应该也用点油供应别人。
And you should use the anointing that you have to supply others as well.
那我想我这样讲是为加强弟兄姊妹的印象啊。
And I wanted to use this analogy to re-emphasize this point.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候
，That when the Lord Jesus came into this world,
他确实是一个受膏者。
He truly was the anointed one.
啊，基督的意思就是受膏者。
The meaning of Jesus of Christ is the anointed one.
啊，所以主在地上，他传道，他是凭着膏油。
So when the Lord Jesus preached.He preached according to that anointing.
路加福音第四章很清楚告诉我们。
Luke chapter 4 tells us very clearly.
神的灵膏他，他就开始传道。
The Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and then he was able to preach.
所以基督徒啊，没有膏油不要讲话。
So brothers and sisters, if you don't have the anointing, then don't speak.
有了膏油，你尽量的讲。
Then when you have the Spirit, Spirit's anointing upon you, then you can speak freely.
主耶稣做工也是凭着膏油。
And same with the Lord's work, it's based off of this anointing.
那在使徒行传第十章告诉我们。
In Acts chapter 10, he tells us.
他周游四方，那在那里赶鬼医病，每样树都凭着膏油。
And he was casting out demons and healing people, and everything was done according to the anointing that by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要感谢我们的主。
So we need to thank our God.
他不仅要叫我们用灵来服侍。
He not only calls us to use our spirit to serve him.
他自己也做了一个榜样。
But he himself has given us this example to follow.
让我们看见他怎样用灵来侍奉神。
That we can see how he used the Spirit to serve.
所以圣灵在主的灵里面的工作是没有限量。
And the Spirit inside our Lord Jesus as he served is something we cannot deny.
那么弟兄姊妹们，当我们蒙恩得救之后
，Brothers and sisters, after we have been saved,
我们每个弟兄姊妹都是受膏者。
Every brother and sister, we are all anointed ones.
我们比旧约的圣徒们呢，真是蒙福多了。
And we have so much more grace compared to those in the Old Testament.
所以我们要更懂得怎样用灵来服侍神。
So we must understand how to use the Spirit to serve.
顺着膏油来侍奉神。
We serve according to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天在地上看见基督徒很多，侍奉的人也很多。
We see that there are many Christians and many services.
但是有不是每一个侍奉啊，神都能悦纳的。
But not every service can be accepted by God.
因为我们讲过，侍奉神是有他自己的要求的。
And we've mentioned before that in service, God has His own requirements.
所以因此，我们什么样的侍奉是一个准确的侍奉呢
？Well, what kind of a service is an accurate service?
我们要把这个次序把它弄清楚。
And we have to get the order and the sequence correct.
这个侍奉的次序是首先是从灵开始发动。
And the correct order is that it must be initiated first by the Spirit.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
如果你的灵没有动。
If our spirit has not been moved.
我们最好在主跟前多有等候的时间。
Then we best wait before the Lord.
你也不要以为说呢那我等到什么时候神永远不动不是的。
And we should not have the attitude that, well, I'll just keep waiting. What if God doesn't move me?
所以我们要首先让灵启动。
We have to first let the Spirit do its work of initiating.
而我们的魂呢要站在被动的地位上面。
And our soul needs to stand in the second position.
而我们的身体呢
And our body.
它只是一个听命的东西。
It's purely a vessel to receive commands.
是用来用的。
It is for the purpose of use.
所以如果你把这个原则把它抓住了。
And if we're able to understand this principle,
你会看见今天我们很多的侍奉可能都犯了错误了。
Perhaps a lot of our services were done in error.
侍奉不是首先用魂。
In service, we don't first use our soul.
我们讲过，这个魂就是我们的感情，我们的思想，我们的意志。
And we know that the soul, it speaks of our own thoughts, our emotions, and our own will.
你知道，有的人侍奉主，天然的感情非常丰富的。
And you know, the natural man's soul has a lot of affection and emotions.
我实在发现，在弟兄姊妹中，有的人是热情如火。
And there are definitely some among us who are very affectionate and emotional.
满腔的热血，满腔的热心服侍神。
And they serve God with all their emotion and affection.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
我们不能用这样的光景服侍。
We cannot use this way of serving God.
也有人的思想非常的丰富。
Perhaps some who have a very are very full of wisdom.
知识很多，学问很大。
A lot of wisdom and knowledge.
我们就用我们的思想头脑来侍奉神。
So we use our own thoughts and our brains to serve God.
啊，当然还有人侍奉神用身体，那个那更不对。
And there are some who use their physical body to serve, and that's even more incorrect.
所以这里告诉我们，侍奉的次序不能更改的。
And so we can see that the order in which we are to serve cannot be changed.
不能乱的。
And we cannot change this order.
必须从灵里面出来的。
It must be initiated from the spirit.
你的魂是被动的。
And our soul is moved.
然后你的身体呢？是用来配合的。
And our bodies carry out the action.
这是新约的侍奉。
And this is the New Testament.
这也是神所要求的侍奉。
And this is also the requirement of God.
所以愿主的话引导我们。
So may the words of the Lord lead us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
有很多时候我们觉得说，哎呀，要灵，从灵里怎么动，我不知道怎么动。
Many times we say, well, what needs to be from the Spirit? Well, how do we know...How to be moved.
主也知道我们有难处。
God also knows our weaknesses.
所以神就差遣怎么样？圣灵住在我们的灵里。
So he has allowed his Holy Spirit to live in us.
圣灵是膏油。
And that Holy Spirit is that anointing oil.
所以我们顺服膏油。
So we need to follow the leading of the anointing.
那自然你就知道怎么样活在灵的里面。
And very naturally, we will know how to live in the Spirit.
所以今天在我们的侍奉上，动与静都要跟随膏油。
And today, in how we serve, whether we take action or we decline action, we need to be according to the Spirit.
这是我们今天在主跟前当学的功课。
And this is a very important lesson we need to learn.
所以因此呢。有圣徒们告诉我们
So there are some who have told us
是明白圣经的人告诉我们
People who have truly understood the word of God
基督徒与基督徒那个灵的品质不一样
The makeup of Christian to Christian is different
Quality
The quality of
Different
The quality of the spirit within each Christian is different
Yeah听英文的人听懂了吗
Does that make sense?
Yeah. 我们基督徒的有灵但是我们灵的品质不一样的
We all have a spirit within us but everyone has a different quality in our spirit
那我们的灵的品质怎么样能好呢
Well how can we make the quality of our spirit good?
有一个重要的一个是我们需要记住
There is something that we need to pay attention to
就是我们的魂必须要受到对付
We need to put down our soul.
就是我们的魂被对付的有多深，我们灵的品质就有多好。
However much we are able to oppose our soul, that's how much the good quality of our spirit will gain.
所以这是我们今天属灵生活中重要的追求，你知道吗？
So this is what we are pursuing today.
我们必须要把我们的魂在十字架的工作底下置于死地。
We must put to death our soul, based on what the Lord did on the cross.
简单的来说，就是看你学十字架的功课，有多少。
Simply speaking, it's how much have we learned the lessons of the cross in our lives?
所以你魂的光景越受对付，你灵的品质的光景就越好。
The more our soul has been opposed or put down, then the quality of our spirit will increase.
所以我们所有侍奉的那个工作的价值
So all the value in which we put our service in
是用灵的品质来衡量的
should be measured by the quality of our spirit.
当我们灵的品质越好
And if the quality of our spirit is better
意思它跟圣灵之间的这个合作的光景就越好。
Then that means the co-working with the Holy Spirit is even better.
我想这个是我们基督徒很基础的经历。
And I think this is a very practical thing that many Christians will encounter.
常常圣灵在我们里面感动。
This Holy Spirit will move within us.
但是我们的魂拦阻它。
But maybe our soul puts up barriers.
主感动你说你。应该开口祷告。
Maybe the Spirit moves in us to say you should open your mouth and pray.
这很简单的事，很多时候我们就不肯。
And sometimes we just refuse to do it.
是什么东西在拦阻你的灵啊
？Well, what is keeping us from allowing that Spirit to be manifested?
你说这是我的性格，我的习惯。
We say, well, this is my personality and my habit.
那么其实呢，这个就是你的魂，你知道吗？
And that is your soul that is speaking.
神有时候打发我们去，但是我们不肯去。
Maybe the Spirit moves us to go somewhere, but we refuse to go.
圣灵有时候感动我们要给，我们不肯给。
Sometimes the Spirit moves us to give, but we don't want to give.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很多时候怎么样，都妨害了圣灵的一个工作。
And many times our soul interferes with the work of the Spirit.
我想有一个故事我曾经讲过啊。
And there's a story that I have mentioned in the past.
这是我们从前呢，30年代的时候，一些年长的弟兄姊妹们他们的经历。
And this was in the 1930s?
Yeah.
Yes. 1930s. There were some brothers.
啊，他们的一些经历。
And their experience.
那么，有一个老姊妹，有次他就讲到，在他们山东的家乡。
And there was a sister who spoke of her home in Shantung, China.
哎，他说有一家弟兄姊妹非常穷困。
There was a family there who was extremely poor.
他们的生活已经面临到非常非常艰难的地步。
And they were in a very difficult place.
这个弟兄啊，觉得非常的这个歉疚啊，亏欠。
And this brother felt a lot of sympathy.
所以有一天他就跟他的妻子跟他的姊妹讲。
Oh, this brother felt very guilty, and so this brother would talk to his wife.
他说哈，你们好好的活下去啊，我走了。
He said to his wife, "You guys live well. I'm going to leave."
因为我供应不起这个家庭了。
Oh, because I cannot provide for all of you.
他的意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning behind this?
他要去自杀了。
He's going to commit suicide.
那个家已经没办法生活了。
And that family already could barely survive.
那么在隔壁一个村子里面。
And in the village next to theirs.
一个老弟兄。
There was an older brother.
他是比较富有的。
And he was rich.
啊，他有钱。
He had a lot of wealth.
有一天晚上。那个老弟兄在睡觉的时候
，And one night when that older brother was sleeping，
在做梦
，He had a dream。
主对他说话
，And God spoke to him。
主说呢，你啊，明天呢，你要拿这么多的钱到隔壁村子去。
And in his dream, God told him, "You must give this amount of money to that other home in that other village."
去给一个什么人
？And you're going to give it to this specific person。
说主啊，那个人我也不认识。
And he said, God, I don't know this other person.
然后他跟主说，要送这么多钱呐、啊。
And he said to God, I have to give that much money.
所以他想想大概是个梦，他就翻过来又这样睡，就睡。
And so he thought, well, that must be just a dream. So he turned around and fell asleep again.
结果主还是跟他讲。
And God said the same thing to him.
你要拿这么多钱到哪里
？You must give this amount of money to that specific person.
哦，这么多钱呢、啊？
And he said, "With that much money, God." And then he turned around and slept again.
那么到后来，他终于明白这是主对他说话。
And he finally understood that this was God speaking directly to him.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
我们的弟兄是爱主的。
Because our brother loved God.
所以他就起来，就拿着钱。
And he woke up, took this amount of money,
然后就摸到那个村子里去了
and went to that other village,
去敲那个门
and knocked on that specific door,
正好是我们的弟兄开门
and that brother opened the door.
他说你就是某某人吗
and he said, are you this specific person?
他说我是啊
and he said, yes, I am.
他主叫我把这个给你
and he said, God told me to give this to you.
掉头就走
and he turned his head and left.
你看我们弟兄姊妹正在最艰困的时候。
You see that our brother and sister were in such a difficult situation.
主就借着这个弟兄把供应。
And God used this other brother to supply the needs of that family.
根本不认识的。
He completely did not know that other family.
所以他一打开这包钱。
And when they opened up and saw the money inside.
满了感谢赞美。
Full of thanksgiving and praise.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
诗篇里面有一句话说
，there's a phrase in Psalms，
耶和华
，Jehovah，
求你不叫那等候你的人因我而羞愧，求你不叫那等候你的人那边在等候
Please don't allow the ones who are waiting.
因我而蒙羞了，因着我而。
Please don't allow those who are waiting lose out because I am waiting. I am stalling.
因为我没有顺服，所以呢，叫这件事情蒙羞，你知道吗？
So because I have not completely obeyed, this situation would not be, fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个整个故事的发生都是在灵里面，你知道吗？
And we can see that this entire, story was in the spirit.
感谢主，我们这个老弟兄他的灵是神可以说话的。
And we thank God that this elderly brother within his spirit, God could speak to him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们的侍奉
，In our service,
必须是跟随灵在主跟前来服侍。
It must be according to the spirit.
啊，所以侍奉看起来是外面的工作。
Even though service sometimes looks like it's just an outward.
但是那个工作却可以显明那个灵的品质是如何的。
It looks like an outward thing, but in the actual service, we can see the quality of the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
基督徒的灵决定我们的侍奉。
Our spirit will dictate our service.
我们的灵软弱，我们的灵不对，都影响我们的服侍。
If our spirit is weak or if our spirit is not correct, it will influence the way we serve.
你看保罗最后写信给提摩太的时候。
And when Paul wrote a letter to Timothy.
在提摩太后书。
In 2 Timothy.
为什么写提摩太后书呢？
Why did he write the book of 2 Timothy?
因为保罗感觉这个时候提摩太的灵软弱。
Because he felt that Timothy's spirit was weak.
所以在最后一节里面他讲说愿神与你的灵同在。
So in the very last verse he says, May the Lord be with your spirit.
他也告诉提摩太说神所赐给我们的灵不是软弱的灵是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
And he also told Timothy that your spirit is not a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
环境是艰难的。
Yes, the circumstances we are in are difficult.
但是如果基督徒里面有刚强的灵
But if we have a strong spirit,
就不怕环境的难处
then we should not fear our circumstances.
如果你里面的灵的光景是软弱的
if our spirit is weak,
是不对的
or is not correct,
那么环境又不对
and the circumstances are not good,
那我们就整个沉沦了
then we will fall.
Perish.
We will perish.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们的服事
our service,
工作
our work,
是根据我们里面的灵
is according to the spirit within us.
我们灵的品质越好，我们侍奉的效果就越好。
And if the quality of our spirit is good, then the result of our service will also be good.
这个你不能用别的东西来代替。
And there is no other substitute for this.
因为我们的神，他知道一切。
Because our God knows everything.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
不仅主耶稣做了一个好的榜样。
Not only did Jesus give us a good example.
我们看见在头一个世纪保罗也是一个好榜样。
We can see in the first century, Paul was also a good example.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章里面告诉我们说他说我是用灵侍奉神。
So Paul in Romans says, I serve in my spirit.
啊，保罗的灵实在是一个高品质的灵，好的灵。
And in Paul, we can see that he truly had a spirit that is a good quality.
我们晓得是在整个人类的历史当中啊。
And in all of history,
神难得找到的一个好的灵。
God finally found someone who had a good spirit.
当然，我们知道有很多人的灵都不错的。
And we know that there were many who had a decent spirit.
啊，我们只能这样说，保罗是这个好的灵的其中的一个。
And we can say maybe within all of those who had a good spirit, Paul's was the best.
啊，不是 good, 是 excellent.
Paul, it was excellent.
啊，保罗的灵是 excellent.
The spirit in Paul is excellent.
啊，保因为神找出这样一个人，看见这个人里面的灵的光景是这么好的。
And God looked down on Paul and saw that the spirit in Paul was so good.
所以在保罗短短的一生的里面
，So in Paul's short life，
他把神的荣耀在借着侍奉带到地上。
He brought the glory of God into the world.
我们能感觉是何等的荣耀。
And we feel that this is exceptionally great.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，保罗是一个真正活在灵里面的一个人。
And Paul was someone who truly lived in the Spirit.
他的侍奉完全是根据灵里面的光景。
And his service was completely in line with the leading of the Spirit.
在使徒行传第十六章
，In Acts chapter 16,
记载着说，他那个时候想要往北边去，耶稣的灵不去，想往南边，圣灵禁止，对吧
？He said that he wanted to go north, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, denied him or forbid him to go.
那么，我们看见他跟随圣灵的感觉是很绝对的。
And you can see that Paul's sensitivity to the Spirit was real.
不像我们今天很多侍奉主的人是跟着工作跑的，哪里有工作我们就去做了，对不对啊？
And a lot of times we follow the work. If there's a service task that is needed, we'll just do it.
按照保罗的眼光，那个地方有工作可以做的。
In Paul's eyes, there's work that could be done there.
但他要去做圣灵不许可的。
But he wanted to go fulfill that task, but the Holy Spirit denied him from moving forward.
所以我们知道保罗是在灵里面受到圣灵的约束的。
So you can see that Paul in the Spirit was controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他只能顺着圣灵的引导往前。
And he could only move according to how the Holy Spirit moved.
结果我们看见他后来因着顺从圣灵的这个引导，在地中海沿岸真是带进荣耀的一个侍奉的结果。
And we can see Paul, the result of Paul's service, was so great because he completely was obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
因为保罗里面有这个美好的灵性。
Because Paul had a very good, the quality of his spirit was excellent.
所以呢，我们看见他得着整个人类历史上面最大的启示。
So in all of the history of mankind, he received the greatest revelation.
在罗马的监牢里
，in the Roman prison,
写下以弗所书
，he wrote the book of Ephesians.
写下哥罗西书
，he wrote the book of Galatians.
他自己告诉我们
，Colossians.
这是神历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，现在开启在我里面。
And the mystery of Christ was revealed to him.
那么神怎么能够在这个人身上做这样的工呢
？Well, how did God use such a person?
因为他里面有美好的灵性。
Because the quality of his spirit was excellent.
我们常常祷告主啊，开启我主啊，给我亮光，给我异象。
We oftentimes pray, God, open up my eyes, give me revelation, let me see the light.
主说我也想给你啊。
And God says, well, I do want to give it to you.
但是你的灵不行啊。
But your spirit is not correct.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
保罗里面一个灵。
Within Paul, there is a spirit.
是可以明白神历史历代以来所隐藏的奥秘的一个灵。
In Paul was a spirit that could fully understand the mysteries of Christ.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
因着他得着了使徒保罗。
Through what he has gained through Paul.
所以到今天我们手中就有了以弗所书、哥罗西书。
So today we have the books of Ephesians and Colossians.
我们就明白了神为什么创造万有。
And we can understand why God created all of creation.
为什么神要建造教会。
Why God established the church.
什么叫做 body life? 什么叫做身体的生活。
What does it mean to have body life?
弟兄姊妹们，要是没有保罗这么个看见，到今天我们没一个人能知道。
If Paul did not receive this revelation, then today we would not know what this is.
我想我们不能花太多时间去解释这个。
And I don't think we have much time to go over this in detail.
保罗不仅能得着神的启示
，Paul not only received the revelation,
能够得着一个大的异象。
He had this great vision.
啊，那么保罗的灵啊，也是与神之间交通没有。阻碍的一个灵
And he had this direct communication with God because of his spirit.
他在哥林多后书第三章告诉我们
And in Colossians chapter 3 or 2 Corinthians
chapter 3 他告诉我们基督徒可以敞着脸来到神的跟前
He says Christians can come full-faced before the Lord. With unveiled face.
对，可以敞着脸来到主跟前。
We can come before the Lord with an unveiled face.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个经历吗？
Do we have this experience?
你真的是敞着脸与主有交通吗？
Do we have this unveiled fellowship with God?
你不能说我抓住这句话了，我也敞着脸。你的灵不行啊，你达不到这个情况。
We can't just say, well, I'll just claim this verse for myself and come before the Lord with unveiled face. But if we don't have the right spirit, we can't achieve this.
保罗真的跟神之间呢，在凡事上面都有交通。
Paul, in all things, was able to have fellowship with God.
何等美好的一个侍奉。
What a wonderful service.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们求主让我们在主面前有好的追求。
I hope that we can have a really good pursuit after the Lord.
圣灵也在遍地寻找什么？寻找那些品质好的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is looking throughout the world for those who have a good spirit.
神不是不做工。
It's not that God does not do work.
神要得到好品质的灵。
He wants to gain those who have a good spirit.
如果有，
if there are,
神一定做工。
Then God will do His work.
求主恩待我们。
So may the Lord lead us.
那么我们看见在神荣耀的旨意里面，
so we can see in the eternal purpose of God.
实在来讲，整个教会都是属灵的。
The entire church is spiritual.
约彼得到晚年就看见这件事情。
Peter in his latter years saw this.
在彼得前书里面给我们很清楚的一个教导。
In 1 Peter, he gives us a very clear teaching.
他说基督徒吃的食物是属灵的。
That the food that Christians eat need to be spiritual food.
所以你不是光把一些知识道理啊，把一些东西来喂养人，不是的，是属灵的食物。
So we don't just feed ourselves with wisdom and knowledge and teachings, but we need to be nourished with spiritual food.
求主给我们里面深处有爱慕。
May the Lord give us love.
要爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
That we would long for the pure milk of the word.
什么是可吃，什么是不可吃，我们需要分辨。
What we are able to eat, what we are not able to eat, we need to have discernment.
那么教会呢，是灵宫。
And the church is a spiritual work, it is a spiritual house.
不是这个物质的东西。
It is not of physical materials.
我们的神才不住在这个物质的东西里面。
Our God does not care about the physical building.
神的工作是把我们众人建造成为一个属灵的房屋。
The goal of God is to establish and build up His people to be a spiritual house.
所以我们呢，也是住在属灵的房屋里面。
So we are living in a spiritual house.
那么，彼得更告诉我们，我们献上的祭是属灵的祭。
And Peter also says that the sacrifices that we offer are spiritual sacrifices.
所以在侍奉上，这个献祭。不是物质的东西。
And so when we serve, we are not offering up just material things.
所以你看在希伯来书里面讲到。
So we can also see in the book of Hebrews.
有很多时候在聚会里面，我们的赞美敬拜是我们嘴唇的祭，对不对？其实是一个属灵的祭。
That in our mouths, a lot of times we just praise the Lord and worship with our mouths, but it must be a spiritual worship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and
sisters, 我们从主的话里面很清楚地看见，
From the word of God we can clearly see,
在侍奉上，
In service,
神有他自己的要求，
God has his own specific requirements.
那么我们讲过，第一个要求是爱的要求，
The first one is love.
第二个是灵的要求，
And the second requirement is in the spirit.
侍奉主，
And we serve God.
必须出于神的爱。
We must use the love of God.
侍奉主，
serving God,
必须出于灵。
We must serve in the Spirit.
所以当我们里面有美好的灵性，
so when we have a good spirit,
我们能跟圣灵之间能有更好的一个配合，
and we can have a better co-working with the Holy Spirit,
我们就能把神所要的侍奉献给他。
Then we can offer to him the sacrifice that is pleasing to him.
我想主量给我们在地上的机会已经越来越少了。
The opportunities that God gives us are fleeting.
所以求主让我们能够抓住这个机会。
So may we hold on to every opportunity.
能够把神所喜悦的侍奉献给他。
That we can offer up the service that pleases God's heart.
我再说。
And I'll say again.
在侍奉上。
In service.
神有他的定规。
He has his requirements.
他绝不照你照我的意思。
He dare not follow our opinions or our will.
所以我们绝对不能凭着我们自己的喜好，凭着我们自己所要做就去做。
So we cannot serve according to our own thoughts and our own opinions.
如果我们能根据神所要求的光景，
If we can follow the requirements of the Lord,
在我们的日子，可能我们的侍奉不能像保罗那么大。
Maybe in our days, our service will not be as great as Paul.
但是你的侍奉也是使神得荣耀的。
But it's a service that will bring glory to God.
愿主用这些话祝福提醒我们。
May the Lord's words bless us and remind us.
我们在结束早晨的聚会之前呢，我们来唱一首诗歌。
And as we conclude the meeting this morning, may we sing a hymn.
我们请弟兄姊妹唱583首一个短诗。
Let's sing hymn 583。
释放我的灵。
Set my spirit free。
我们请大家起立，好不好？一同
起立。Can we all stand and sing？
我们唱完之后呢，我们仍旧是能有一点祷告的时间。
And at the end of singing this hymn, may we have a time of prayer。
如果主感动你，你就可以开口祷告。
If the Lord moves you, you can open your mouths and pray.
我们希望有几位弟兄姊妹带着我们简短的祷告。
And I hope that a few brothers and sisters can lead us in prayer.
我们请给我们弹一句，大家会唱吗？来，释放我的灵，使我能敬拜你。释放我的灵。赞美你，我的一切渴望是你怜悯，释放我的灵，再敬拜你。我觉得我们弟兄姊妹的灵还是不够释放啊。
Feel that our spirits are not free yet。
好像我们刚刚听完了很多道，哎呦妈，醒过来了。
And maybe now that,
睡意很重啊。
Maybe now that,
大家把心灵打开好吗？
May we all be awakened and have our spirits be free.
我们大家一同用我们的灵来歌唱来赞美。
And may we all use our spirits to worship and
praise. 那这一回我们请弟兄们先唱啊。
And we'll have the brothers sing first.
然后姊妹们唱一遍。
And then the sisters.
我们看看是弟兄的灵比较释放，还是姊妹的灵比较释放。
We'll see if the brothers' spirits are more free or the sisters.
来，弟兄们先来。
So brothers.
释放我的灵，使我能敬拜你。释放我的灵，使我能赞美你。脱离一切捆绑。是你怜悯心，释放我的灵来敬拜你。来，姊妹们，是。好像姊妹们的诗歌比较温柔一点啊。
I think the sisters did a better job.
其实我们中间呢，姊妹人数是比较多的。
We have more sisters among us.
啊，我在很多聚会里面呢，尤其在中国。
In many gatherings, particularly in China.
哇，常常发现呢，姊妹们的唱诗啊，像排山倒海一样的。
The women when they sing, the sisters when they sing.It's like the roaring seas.
因为我总是站在前面。
Because I'm always sitting in front.
哇，诗歌又唱完，那个姊妹们的声音呢，比弟兄们来的大，大得多。
And the sisters always have a greater voice.
所以希望我们弟兄姊妹来到主跟前，能够尽情的歌唱，尽情的把自己开放在主的跟前。
So when we come before God, may we freely sing and freely open up our spirits to.
好，我们最后大家一起唱一遍，然后我们在主面前来祷告。
Let's sing it one more time all together, and then we'll conclude with prayer.
来，释放我的灵，我能敬拜你。释放我的灵，使我能赞美你。脱离一切捆绑，使你灵运行，释放我的灵，来敬拜你。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
你付上重大的代价把我们救赎回来。
You paid such a great price to save us.
你已经使我们那个灵活过来了。
You have already resurrected our spirit.
我们可以在灵里面与你有交通。
And in our spirit, we can have communion with you.
我们可以在灵里面敬拜你。
And we can worship you in the spirit.
我们可以在灵里面来侍奉你。
And in the spirit, we can serve you.
这是你所赐给每一个圣徒们极大的荣耀。
And this is a gift that you've given to all of us.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
我们求你让我们能明白你的话。
May we be able to understand your words.
让我们真实能够顺服圣灵的带领。
May we truly be obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
在我们的灵里能给主有最好的侍奉。
That in our spirit we can offer the best service.
我们求你借着十字架对付我们的魂。
Through the cross, may you defeat our soul.
叫我们的侍奉真实在灵里。
So that our service can truly be in the spirit.
今天早晨，我们用我们的灵把敬拜归给你。
And this morning we use our spirit to give you our worship.
也愿余下的日子，我们知道怎样在灵中来侍奉你。
And with our remaining days, we would know how to serve you in the spirit.
让你在你的圣徒中得到当得的荣耀。
That you would receive all the glory among your people.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for meeting us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. 请坐。